We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right. Via Twitter, Brian, I don't know if we can cite this in formal reporting, okay?
Right.
In fact, just lest anybody be confused, I've lost my way. We definitely can't.
All right.
But, Landfill, according to a person on Twitter, there's a lady that works inside FedEx Stadium. Not sure what department, but she said the scuttle was in April the sale would be completed. So according to a lady at FedEx, that we're not sure what department she works in, April is the timeline.
Now, are we talking FedEx Field or like the FedEx Kinkos?
I mean, maybe it's all of FedEx. You think all of Federal Express is for sale, B?
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too. Let's get to the BetQL guest line. Our guy Barstool Nate is on the line. Nate Dogg, what up, man?
What a scoop, JP. What a scoop that is. How do I? According to the person making their copies, the team might be sold. That is exclusive stuff you can only get here. Wow.
I'm going to text you the tweet so you can retweet it if you want.
My number.
Nate Dogg, here's what we're doing. It's a vibe check. I don't know if you saw what happened with the Angels, with Arte Moreno.
I sure did.
But the team was for sale, and then it wasn't.
Yep.
So we're checking in with the people here in D.C. Any concern?
No, don't.
It's a vibe check, Nate. Where are you at on the vibe scale?
This is classic. We can't talk about the Wizards. Our football team.
We can talk about the Wizards, dude. They just made a big trade.
Yeah.
You want to talk Wiz?
Here's the thing. The team's being sold. I don't even like you suggesting. I don't like you putting it into the universe.
Clearly, you haven't been listening to the show. Brian and I both believe the team is being sold, and it'll happen soon.
Of course it's being sold. Yes. 100. All the millions and millions of listeners of this program right now, let me be the voice of reason. JP is just trying to scare you.
No, I'm not. You are not here. You have no idea. The phone lines just lit up with people telling us he's not selling. He's moving to London. He's not selling.
They're taking
the
team to London from one guy.
Well, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to calm all those people down because, JP and B-Mitch, you guys are doing a great job. You guys are getting the phone calls and the engagement and the interaction that you deserve and need because you are the best radio show in the world. I'm here to be the voice of reason to all the panicky Pete's out there. Dan Snyder is selling. He's not going to get cold feet. And if he does get cold feet, out of the 1% chance he does not sell, the owners in the league will kick him out. They will not tolerate him anymore. So either way, he is done.
I think that's a great point. I also think there is economic forces in play here.
Yeah.
That, dude, he can't get a deal done anywhere new. Like, he as long as he owns that team, they're staying at FedEx Field, which is a money loser at this point, or certainly not as much of a money maker as other
not
places.
As lucrative as it once thought it was.
So I think this is all happening. I do think you can also look at what the Washington Post has reported about the Nats, that the Nats were up for sale. It was going to go fast. Then all of a sudden, it isn't. And now they might not be up for sale, and it might just be a limited partner. I think the Nats situation is super unique because of the Orioles deal with Masson and all of that.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's a lot of comparison. I think he's selling, but it's hard to just like look at the forecast of how things are right now and be like, oh yeah, it's a done deal. What did of the New York Post report?
I've watched enough TV and enough Succession to understand that weird, crazy stuff happens with billionaires and billionaire families and backdoor deals and politics and this and that. I get it. A lot of crazy stuff goes on that you and I can't even comprehend. It's so far above our brain. But
we've watched Succession.
When it comes to Dan Snyder selling this football team, I, Eric Nathan, a.k.a. Barstool Nate, give it my 100% stamp of it is happening, no doubt about it.
What did you make of the New York Post report that Jeff Bezos would consider selling the Washington Post if it helped him buy the Washington Commanders?
Well, yeah, so two things on that. One, it's funny that he's like, yeah, I'm willing to sell a newspaper. I haven't even seen a newspaper in the last 10 years of my life. I wouldn't even, if I saw one, I'd be stunned. Like I just saw a ghost. Like, oh, that's what a newspaper looks like. Whoa. So yeah, no kidding. He's willing to sell a newspaper. I'm willing to sell, you know, my phonograph. So that's not a big deal. But the other thing is I do not care if Bezos buys the team or not. He's become the front runner and everybody's favorite. But I think when we take a step back and just look, it's like he's one of the people. We don't know what type of owner he would be. He's just a big name, and we know he would probably build us an awesome stadium. But I'm in the anybody but Snyder camp. If it's Bezos, great. If it's one of the other five candidates, wonderful. I don't have any eggs in the Bezos basket. I don't really care if it's him. I'm not rooting for him. I'm just rooting for it to get done. If it's him, great, and I hope that he returns us to the promised land. If it's not him, oh, well, it'll be some other guy worth $10 billion. Like, I'm not overly concerned with
him
buying the
team. What's the first move you would expect from a new owner?
Say that again, please?
First move you would expect from a new owner?
The new owner's going to have a lot of, I don't know what to call it, like community work to do, but I guess just winning back the trust of not just the fans, but also, you know, the people with the money and the decision makers, the politicians, to get the new stadium. He's going to have to meet with Virginia, meet with D.C., meet with Maryland, and just really figure out what the new owner can do to make things better across the board. And then it gets into the money talk. Where's the best place to build the stadium? And maybe the new owner has friends in one state or another and lobbyists here and there. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on, but I think the first move is to win over the trust of the fans and the trust of D.C., Maryland, Virginia, and then just move forward from there.
It's going to be interesting with the new owner.
Very.
What do you think? I tend to agree with you. I think people are interested in the Bezos stuff just because he's a guy they've heard of. And,
yeah.
Like, outside of that, if it's just some kind of nameless billionaire, that might be preferred, honestly, because then it's not this celebrity type thing. But either way, I think you just want a well-run organization. And
I mean, honestly, that's a great point. I don't want the owner to be the most famous person on the team. I don't like Jerry Jones, how he gives press conferences and speaks to the reporters after games. I find that crazy. It's almost like he just took off his pads and he then talks to the reporter scrum. That's so unnecessary. The owner should be the owner. The players should be the players. The coaches should be the coaches. GM the GM, etc. I don't want the owner. I would prefer an owner that we never see or hear of. Like I couldn't name you 2/3 of the owner's names in the NFL. That's the way I like it. Same way you shouldn't know the rest's names. You shouldn't know any of these guys' names because you only know the ones that screw up. And I would prefer our owner to go under the radar, be a smart guy or girl who does the right decisions and hires the correct people to do the jobs that Dan Snyder tried to do for 20 years. I don't want any more of that. So maybe Bezos.
I think ultimately, Nate, though, it's more like that because we haven't won. Because we know who Bob Kraft is, and we don't care because he does well all the time.
Sure. That's a good point.
We know most of the successful team's owners.
See,
because they're around, but they don't force themselves. The owners that we know that have losing teams and not great franchises, we don't want to know about them. But if this team was winning, I don't care about the owner being known.
My thing is, I think perhaps it's because it's kind of my line of work, I can name probably every owner in the NFL. What I can't name and what I think would be a dream scenario for Commanders fans 5 years from now is because it's going to be a transition period. Anybody that's ever changed jobs or you work at a company and it gets sold, like anytime this stuff happens, there's going to be a transition period. And it'll take some time for everything to kind of settle in.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope once new ownership is firmly implanted, involved, you know what I can't name around the league? Team presidents.
Who's in charge? GM.
Who's in charge of the business operation?
Yeah.
The GMs, the talent evaluators, that's the football side of things. That gets talked about. But let's have a situation where, and Jason is a pretty forward-facing person, right? And he had to be because of the situation he walked into and the massive amounts of just mess that was there. But I'd love to not hear from these people. Just have a good business model and make money and sell tickets. And you don't, like, I don't even know who has Jason Wright's job with the Wizards and the Capitals.
Yeah.
And those aren't, the Caps have won a title. The Wizards are kind of fringe playoff team, but they just run the business and it's not a story. That's what I want with the Commanders.
I think with Jeff Bezos, it's the fact that he's worth $120 billion. And I think people look at things that we've done and they look at things that have not been done and they go, oh, the lack of money. You look at Jeff, you suspect that that will never happen. And I think that's what a lot of fans push for him.
Can we just not compare the Wizards to the Caps ever again, please?
But it's same ownership is what I'm saying.
I understand. Yeah, no, the Wizards are just – we don't speak about it enough. The Wizards are the Cleveland Browns. The Wizards are pound for pound the worst franchise in the NBA over the last 40 years. It's pathetic what the Wizards are.
That seems
– no, it's just stats. It's just numbers.
Is that right? I mean, listen, I've been a Bullets fan my whole life. You might be right, but my point wasn't about the Wiz. My point, pick whoever you want.
You triggered me talking about the Wizards.
Whoever you want to talk, pick the – dude, let's talk about Harris, because if it's not Bezos, it seems like it's going to be this dude, Josh Harris.
Yeah.
Look at how he runs the Devils and the Sixers. The Devils were bad for a while. He turned them around. I think they're second in the East. The Sixers were bad for a while. They got turned around. I think they're third in the East. Like, they're both viable playoff threats. I don't ever hear anything about the business organization.
The president.
But, like, what the hell? I don't care. The Atlanta Braves, the New Orleans Saints, like, pick the Seattle Kraken, whoever the team is, like, we don't hear about the business operation. That's what I want with the Commanders.
I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. When we do hear about the business side of the Commanders, it's usually them screwing up. It's the Sean Taylor debacle. It's this, it's that, and then it's FedEx Field, and we can't get a stadium. It never ends. Like, we know more about the business operations of our football team than I know about my own finances, like, on my laptop right now. It's crazy to me.
Right. I agree with that. I think that's really well said. So let's talk a little about the football field, shall we? What do you make of the offensive coordinator search?
It's just such a funny way of asking it. it worries me that, you know, Ron's been around for 50 years, whatever. He's been part of the league forever. He has a lot of friends and he has a very old school style of thinking and coaching, and it worries me that we are going to get a retread and a person who has been running the same boring offense for the last 10, 15 years, bouncing from team to team. And what we need is someone young, someone who has a full understanding of the current day NFL and how defenses and offensive work. And I'm very nervous that Ron is just going to hire a buddy of his, a friend of his, and it's just going to be another year of boring, bad offense.
I saw something yesterday. A guy said, basically, we keep saying we need a young, innovative person. Scott was supposedly that.
Sure.
Scott's 37 years old. He was a young, innovative person. So I don't care how old the person is. I just need the person to come out here and have something that works. Because I see Andy Reid as one of the oldest coaches in the league, he still has some youthfulness and some fun with it.
Totally.
You know, it has to be a coach who could do. I look at Pete Carroll. He has fun with his guys, and they seem to play for him. So I don't care how old the person is, because just because you're young don't mean that you're going to be great.
I agree with that. Agree. There's this assumption that being a run-first team is bad, too, which is incorrect. The Niners are a run-first team.
Oh, yeah.
The Rams last year were a run-first team. the Seahawks this year, the success they had was because they ran the ball so well. So, we frame these narratives around what should and shouldn't be, and they're just inaccurate. But still, to your point, Nate, I would the Zampezi Shermer offensive coordinator candidacies don't move the needle much because there's a track record for these guys, and it's not very good.
Yeah, it. I don't know how to put it nicely. It would be a debacle. It would be terrible if either of them were hired as the offensive coordinator. I think it would be bad for Sam Howell if that's actually who we're rolling with as our starting quarterback. I think it would be just a big step back for the franchise. I'd rather roll the dice again with someone, a coordinator, someone new, someone up and coming, than settle for someone like Zampezi, who we just know who he is, and it just doesn't inspire anything. I'd rather swing for the fences and fail than, you know, just try to settle for a single. Let's just go for it. If we're revamping this team, if we have a young quarterback who is athletic with a big arm, we have all these weapons at wide receiver. Let's just go for a young coordinator who has ideas and can just really just go for it. I just do not like old retreads who bounce team to team because it's the old boys club and blah, blah, blah. I cannot stand that.
But I think looking for that in this situation is kind of asking for something that's kind of impossible virtually. Because I don't think the top of the line guys are going to be saying, yes, I'm going there, when everybody could be gone and we can all be gone in 6 months.
Like if new ownership comes in and cleans house?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a risk you got to be willing to take. Like Thomas Brown, he intrigues me. I don't know a ton about him, but you know, you work under
McVay. He hasn't called plays yet, but it'd be an opportunity for him.
Is he also interviewing with San Diego supposedly?
San Diego.
I mean, the Chargers.
I don't know if he is. He had an interview with the Texans to be the head coach though. So, you know, he's going to have opportunities. If I was Thomas Brown, and even if I don't get another offer, I'd be a little nervous to come here, and let's just say it doesn't go well. I don't know that a lot of folks are that optimistic about this offense this fall. And then does he ever get the opportunity again?
Yeah.
If I had to handicap it, I still think Shermer is probably the leader in the clubhouse, but we'll see. Nate, we got to run, man. We're kind of late already. Yo, good luck with the apartment stuff, dude. It sounds like a nightmare, and I'm sorry.
It's the biggest nightmare of my life. It's terrible, but thank you. Yeah.
You can move into B. Mitch's mansion if you want.
His house is so big that he would not even know that I was living there.
You could live in the garage. Like, he has like a 2-bedroom garage.
No, I've seen it. It's ginormous. I would be lifting weights and just eating all his food, and you would have no idea.
Goodbye, dude.
All right, Nate.
Yeah.
That's our friend Barstool Nate. When we come back, we haven't talked about Chris Harris leaving the Commanders. Time to do it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.